Maple sugar operators and forest managers have known for years that the sugar maple is very sensitive to acid rain. So when acid rain levels dropped, they thought that would be good news for the iconic tree. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a recent study published by SUNY ESF in Syracuse shows that was not the case.
SUNY ESF scientists wanted to know how the decline of acid rain affected sugar maple trees in the Adirondacks. These trees don't like an acidic soil, so ecology professor Colin Beyer says the study of growth rings should have brought some good news.
A majority of the trees that we looked at, which are kind of in the prime of their lives, are really growing much more slowly than they used to.
The study found the region-wide downturn started after 1970. That's when concerns escalated about acid rain. That happens when sulfur dioxide pollution spewing from coal-fired power plants in the Midwest drifts east and damages marine life and forests in its wake. Government regulation eventually stepped in, and sulfur emissions dropped dramatically. That's why scientists like Beyer were optimistic when they started studying the tree rings from a wide swath of the Adirondacks.
We have less acid inputs into the system. We would expect these trees to be growing better. But they're not.
At this point, researchers don't know why the maples aren't thriving. Beyer says climate change could have something to do with it, although that doesn't make sense because these trees should love a wetter climate. He does have a theory about that, though.
We have some more hot, dry periods in the summer than we used to. And so even when we look at precipitation data and we say, well, it's wetter than it used to be, that moisture is coming in fewer storms. And I think one of the possibilities here is that we may have short periods where the trees might be a little bit moisture-stressed, and that could be playing a role here.
So Beyer expects more studies on the depth and scope of the problem going forward, and he says it'll force scientists and forest managers to take steps to ensure the maple tree's longevity, things like adding calcium to the soil or more closely monitoring maple syrup production. And when more research is in the books, Beyer suspects there will be more than one culprit making life tougher for the sugar maple.
For organisms that live this long and deal with so many different types of stresses and stimuli in their environment, when you see declines like this, it's rare that they're attributable to any single cause.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.